This year's Emmy nominations are out.
Ayo Edebiri, The Bear. Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building.
There are some of the nominations being listed there. Joining us now is WTOP entertainment reporter Jason Fraley. Jason, good to have you back on with us this afternoon. Big deal here again for TV shows and streamings, but wondering because it feels like we just had the Emmys earlier this year. So what's going on?
Yeah, well, they're usually held in the fall, but you know, remember the last summer's writer and actor strike. So that delayed last fall's Emmys all the way to this January. So that means you could conceivably see some shows win twice in the same year, which would be really funny. But just if you're keeping track at home, this year's ceremony will honor shows that came out between last June and this May. So we're getting back on track.
So Jason, let's start with the best TV drama. How is that race shaking out here?
Well, the big news today was that FX's Shogun earned a leading 25 nominations. It was supposed to be like a one-off limited series, but it was so successful that it's already been renewed for a second and third season. And I'm actually thrilled when a brand new show like this leads the conversation for a change. Usually it's the old stalwarts like, you know, HBO's Succession won the top prize TV drama in three of the last 4 years, but it's gone now. It's no longer on the air. It wrapped. So that could mean, you know, could we see Netflix's The Crown return to the throne after winning back in 2021? And there was some cool drama acting nominees, too. Idris Elba was in there for Apple's Hijack. That was a pleasant surprise. Jodie Foster for True Detective on HBO, Night Country. So some big names on the drama side as well.
And on the comedy side, what are we looking at there?
Yeah, well, the other big news was that The Bear, another FX show, set a new record for the most comedy nominations ever for a single season with 23, which it's a great show and all, but to me, it's not really a comedy. It's kind of bizarre that now it holds that record for the most comedy. I've been calling it genre gerrymandering every chance I get. Again, great show, but it steals from actual sitcoms like Abbott Elementary. We just saw Janine and Gregory finally get their kiss. We cheered for that. I loved Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin was hilarious singing that. What did he sing? Which of the Pickwick Triplets did it? That was a really funny. And Nick's favorite show, Curb Your Enthusiasm,
in
its final season. It's a little odd that it'd be like if Curb Your Enthusiasm was up for best drama. That's how I feel when The Bear is setting these comedy records.
So Jason, in the category of limited series, this is your favorite this time, right? Your favorite shows are in this category. Tell us about that.
Yeah, depending on the year. But this year, like all of my favorite shows from the recent times was from limited series. Baby Reindeer on Netflix was all the buzz. So creepy. It's probably the front runner now. I love Brie Larson in Lessons in Chemistry on Apple. Such a great robotic type performance as that TV host chef. But until Baby Reindeer came, the front runner to me was FX's Fargo season 5 with Juno Temple and Jon Hamm. That was incredible. That's some of the best TV I've seen in a long time. Everyone go check that out. So I think it's probably either Fargo or Baby Reindeer this year for that one. But man, what a huge year for FX / streaming partner Hulu. You know, it could win, let's say, call it like the Triple Crown. If Shogun wins drama and The Bear wins comedy and Fargo wins limited series, it could be a Triple Crown. So if you don't have a Hulu subscription yet, now would probably be the time to jump on that.
Got it. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate your insight at all this.
Thanks.
WTOP entertainment reporter and entertainment editor Jason Fraley.